Hi, my name is Eduard Muntaner, and right now I'm in Girona. It's a town 100 kilometers north of Barcelona in Spain. I work for the University of Girona at the Science and Technology Park, where I'm a member of UDigital EDU. UDigital EDU is a research team devoted to, this is the website of our team, and it's a, as I was saying, it's a research team devoted to design and develop learning experiences that merge science, technology, and arts with the purpose of fostering, of stimulating creative thinking, critical thinking, and teamwork. 3 years ago, I founded an international project called Inventors for Change, and probably that's the main reason for being today invited here to talk in this webinar. In short, Inventors for Change, it's a project that connects children from different countries. We started with India and Spain, and encourages them to become agents of change, change makers in their communities, with the help of technologies for creative learning and digital media. I'm going to show you the website. This is the website of our project. It's inventorsforchange.org. The main idea is to provide children with tools, techniques, and knowledge that let them invent the changes they want to see in the world. The project is particularly focused on underprivileged children from underserved communities, and children's creations are inspired by global issues. So education for global citizenship is very important in our project. I'm going to show you some of the participating schools. For the last 3 years, 9 schools participated in the project, 6 in South India and 3 in Catalonia. Most of them are primary and secondary schools, but there are also 2 high schools. Participating children in India are mostly Dalits, the so-called untouchables, from rural areas of Tamil Nadu and Karnataka, and also some children from the slums of Bangalore. And in Spain, most of the participating children, like these ones or these ones, belong to low-income immigrant families. Okay, so now, I would like to tell you about our model, about the global competences that we would like to foster. We are focused on 3 big competences. The first one is creative thinking. Our project is inspired by active learning theories and also project-based learning approaches. And we want the children to stop being just consumers and users of technology and start being creators and producers. The second big competence is teamwork. We promote virtual exchanges, peer-to-peer learning, and collaborative learning, and we love some modern educational approaches like connected learning. And finally, the third big competence is critical thinking. We try to develop this competence by using a global citizenship education. Each year, there is a main topic for the collaborative projects. And for example, the first year was children's rights, last year was gender equality, and right now, this year, is about the refugee crisis. So now the question is, how do we do all these things? I'm going to use the webcam again. Our methodology has been evolving during the last 3 years. We always start creating teams in the participating schools, both in India and Spain. Only some classes of each school participate in the project. Then, teams start doing research on the main topic, and they share opinions, thoughts, and comments through a public blog on the internet. After that, participating children create presentations explaining who they are, where they live, how are their schools, etc. And during those weeks, we have virtual exchanges like video conferences or chats. Maybe I can show you. Here I have something prepared. This is a. These are photos and some videos of a virtual exchange that we had just a few weeks ago between a school in Koramangala for children of the slums of that city in India and children of Gurb. Gurb is a village in Catalonia. So this is a virtual exchange we just did some weeks ago. After this kind of virtual exchanges, each team in India is paired with a team in Spain, and for 2 months they start a collaborative project, a real collaborative project, around that year's topic. And for doing that, we promote the use of modern technologies for creative learning, like Scratch. Scratch is a MIT Media Lab free programming language and an online community for children where they can create their own interactive stories, games, animations, etc. In fact, I can show you, this is our Scratch gallery for our project. These are projects made in a collaborative way by children in India and Spain. And I can show you one. This is a project that some children did last year. It's a project made with children in India and Spain, and it's about gender equality. It was about a woman that was trying to find a job. Okay, I'm just showing it to tell you that for doing a project in Scratch, you need some artistic skills and also some technological skills. Okay, the project continues, but I only have a few minutes, so I'm going to show you more things. So what's the impact on the students in our project? Let me change again to the webcam. Yeah. So we really still have to measure that, but we think the impact is really positive for these children. Just interacting with someone in another country, it's fantastic, of course. And if they can develop a collaborative project with someone in another country, that's really, really awesome. But the impact is not only because of these virtual exchanges. Our team, besides promoting virtual collaboration of schools, also provides training and workshops directly with the children and also with teachers. Okay, maybe here I can show you training and workshops. Yeah, these are some photos of the trainings and workshops we did last year, and the last two photos are from just 3 weeks ago. This is an underwater robotics workshop. Children of the slums in Bangalore were making a robot by using low-cost materials. So this is the examples of activities we did in Inventors for Change. This is a very fast explanation of the project. If you want more information, please visit inventorsforchange.org or just contact me directly. Thank you so much.